Before long, they were off again, headed north from the main road on the road he told them about. A little used ranch track through the pines and open meadows. They topped a rise and saw a cluster of corrals and log buildings. Chet stopped them. Not a soul was in sight, but he felt uneasy.
I don't know what to expect. Be ready for anything. They may meet us with guns if they feel we're a threat.
We'll be ready.
Cole checked his pistol's loads.
I have not seen anyone.
They may be gone somewhere, too. Jesus, you ride out to the left. Angle in from the smokehouse. Cole, you're with me.
They spread out across the open ground between them and the buildings. A dozen different possibilities of what could happen next ran through Chet's head like a runaway horse. Would they fight? Would they run? A woman appeared with a water pail.
They're coming!
They booted their horses up. A half-dressed man with a pistol in his hand came out on the porch. Jesus reined up and jerked out his rifle.
Drop it!
When the man didn't obey, the hot lead spun the man around and dropped him to the wooden planking on the porch.
Put down your guns! We're federal lawmen!
Chet pushed his mount toward the house, angered by the sudden turn of events. The woman came out again, waving her arms.
Don't shoot! I have no gun!
He slid his horse to a halt. Cole rode around the structure, checking out things around there. Jesus joined Chet near the porch.
Who else is here?
No one.
Chet holstered his pistol and walked toward the house, aware that another threat might appear at any second.
Who's that?
He motioned towards the still man on the ground.
Thad Cooper.
Where are the others?
They rode out yesterday. They never tell me a damn thing.
How soon do you expect them back?
Days? A week? Hell, I don't know anything.
How many members are there?
Cole came out through the front door and checked on the downed man.
He's dead, boss.
He did it to himself.
She says the gang's gone and she has no idea where they went or when they'll be back.
They didn't use the road we rode here to ride out on. No fresh tracks on it but ours.
Which way did they go?
I don't know.
She doesn't know anything. Look around. Maybe we can find where they went.
We'll find out.
Jesus left on the run.
Give me a hand, boss.
They lugged the outlaw's body farther out from the porch and left it there.
Better find a blanket. Those buzzards circling may be hungry.
Cole nodded and headed for his horse.
Wait! I better tell you something.
What's that?
I had nothing to do with it. Nothing. They threatened to kill me if I even talked to her.
Who's that?
That squaw that they got chained in the shed over there.
Check it out.
They have her chained in a shed? Which way?
She pointed off to the right at a rude little shack off past one of the corrals. Cole headed that way and stopped at the door.
It's padlocked. I'd shoot it off, but I don't want her hurt.
Who's got the key?
Maybe Cooper. He fed her.
Chet walked over and searched the body, found a key strung around the bandit's bloody neck. He used his jackknife to cut the rawhide cord and then straightened.
This it?
Yes, sir.
I believe this may be the worst crime we've ever been on.
He tossed the key over to Cole. In the far corner of the little room cowered a terrified young woman, naked but for a few loose rags hanging from her shoulders. She held her hands up to shield her face from the light. Chet knelt down.
You speak English?
Yes.
We're here to rescue you. I'm a deputy U.S. Marshal.
He fished his badge out of his vest.
Cole, you think that key will fit the locks on her leg chains?
Doubt it, boss. Different kind of lock.
Bring another blanket so we can cover her. We'll find a file and cut them off her. How long have you been here?
I don't know.
Shh. Don't worry about that.
Cole returned with the blanket and put it over her shoulders. She nodded her gratitude and wrapped it around herself.
We need to find a file.
There might be one in the barn. I bet Jesus has one with him, but he's gone to find the direction they went.
You and I need to get her loose.
They must have an axe around here. I can chop that chain in two and she'll be loose anyway.
Let's do it. We're going to cut the chains until we can get the padlocks off. Are you hungry?
No. I am grateful to you. I thought I would die here.
We're not going to let that happen. That's a promise.
Thank you. I'm so cold.
We'll heat some water so you can bathe and warm up. What's your name?
Dolores.
I'm Chet.
Will you help me stand? I've been here so long, my legs are weak.
He had to hug her to get her slender form up and on her bare feet. For stability, she used her hand on his chest and thanked him again. He stayed close so as to catch her as she fell and led her outside. Cole had an axe and wood block ready. Chet held the chain taut and turned his face away.
It's over.
Damn right. You're free now.
Cole, let's arrange for her to somehow take a bath.
Got it, boss man.
Jesus rode back in and dropped off his horse to hitch him to the corral.
What'd you learn?
They left on a trail headed west.
He nodded to the Indian girl.
Who's this?
Name's Dolores. They had her in chains in that shed as their prisoner. We needed a file to get those shackles off her legs. Cole chopped the chains, but they need to come all the way off.
I have a file. I'll do it.
Good. Cole's arranging bath water for her.
Dolores sat on a crate in the warm sun. He walked back over and touched her gently on the arm.
Jesus will file off those shackles. It'll take some time, but he's a good man.
How will I ever repay you?
That's not necessary. Where are your people?
Over across the Colorado River on the Navajo Reservation.
You have a husband?
No.
Who'd you live with?
My grandmother and my younger sister.
My ranch sends cattle each month to that reservation.
I have never seen you there, but a man whose name is Sergeant, who rides straight-backed like a soldier, is the man who brings them to the trading post.
He's my brother-in-law, married to my sister.
The people talk good about him. He always comes on the day he is supposed to. We had bad suppliers before he came. I never saw you there.
I only came the first time he set it up.
How come? Are you a lawman, too?
To stop people like the ones that kidnapped you.
Today, I am glad you have time for that.
Jesus approached with the file.
Hello, Dolores. I am Jesus.
Nice to meet you. How come you have the white man's name for their god?
My mother loved him so much, she wanted me to be like him. In Mexico, many boys have his name.
I set the tub up and the water's on to boil. I found some soap and a towel when you're ready.
Thank you. I want them off, but I'll smell better for you to work on me if I take a bath.
That will be fine.
Where'd the other lady go?
She's sleeping on a bed inside the shack.
Good place for her. We better bury that dead man and make a report.
She had no idea when they'd be riding back?
She's touched in the head for my part. Not all here in her mind. She's a slave here too, I bet.
I wondered about her from the start. She makes me feel uneasy simply being around her.
I know what you mean.
Well, we're waiting to welcome them back. And hell only knows when that'll be. We'll have a list of their names by then, I hope. After Dolores bathes, we need to search that house. I'd bet there's some things in there that would point to some murders and robberies.
Let's find a shovel and pick, Jesus. This'll be some afternoon's work.
I can tell you right now, you don't need a real deep grave.
Can't argue with that.